What's up, Mom Bosses? It's Carrie Baxter. In this episode, we're going to talk about the five traits of influencers, if you have them, and which ones you need to work on. Hey, I'm Carrie Baxter. Welcome to the Mom Boss Marketing Podcast for all my mom bosses out there raising up babies and a business. It's not easy to build a business while raising a family, and let's be honest, most men just don't get it. I'll show you how to build your home business using the internet and social media, using real marketing strategies, not bugging your friends and family. I'll show you how I'm going from ground zero to a big team and a consistent check while raising four kids, a husband, a dog, and two cats. This is more than just business. It's Mom Boss Marketing. Good morning. Welcome to Mom Boss Marketing. I'm actually recording a podcast in the morning, which is an improvement for me because I'm noticing if I wait until the end of the day, it's not getting done. And I do love putting out an episode every day. So I'm going to try to do them more in the morning. And if you have something that's important to you, I recommend you do it in the morning as well. So today I was listening to a little bit of the GoPro event in Las Vegas put on by Eric Worre. And if you're not familiar with it, it is a really awesome event. I've never been, but I've done the live stream. And some of the content Eric puts out is so good. He's been in the industry for so long, and he just has such an amazing way of explaining things that make it seem really, really simple. And it is really simple. And he's really good at sharing that. And so today I listened to a little bit of where he talked about influencers, but not like we think of social media influencers. And I'm sure they have all these characteristics, but particularly for network marketing, in particular in your team and for yourself. So let's talk about the five qualities of influencers. And as I'm going through these, you can think about if they apply to you, if you have these qualities, which ones you need to work on. There's definitely some room for improvement for me. And then you also need to think about these people on your team, because what Eric said before he talked about the five traits of influencers is the things that will make a difference in your business. And it's not your products. Like, as amazing and innovative and cutting edge your products or services are, that is not what's going to build your business, because products come and go. It's not the comp plan. As amazing as you think your comp plan is, that it pays out more than everybody else, that is not the reason that you are going to build a dynasty and a legacy in network marketing. And it's not, like he said, all the things it wasn't, and it was lots and lots of things. All the things that we tend to think make the difference in network marketing, no, it's none of those things. The difference is us. And in order to create a legacy and create a large income and create something you're proud of in network marketing, you are the difference, and you have to have the qualities of an influencer and a leader. So these, I just thought they were really good, and I want to share them with you. So the first one is being independent. So you have to be independent, that nobody has to call you and wake you up in the morning. Nobody has to tell you to work. Nobody has to tell you to go prospect. Nobody has to tell you what to do. That once you learn what to do, you go and do it on your own, and you don't constantly need somebody checking up on you and making sure you're doing okay, that you're doing that stuff on your own. Number two is being a problem solver. This is a big one I see on social media, and I find, and like in our groups and in our teams, I find that people tend to think it's easier to ask the question to a human being than to Google, and so they do. But what you don't realize is a lot of the problems you can solve yourself, and then somebody else doesn't have to take the time to answer your question. And sometimes it can turn into a whole big long thread that it didn't need to be. So when you have a problem, first of all, you truly should Google it. Unless you have a medical issue, which Google is not your friend, because everything is a worst case scenario. For anything else, you should start with Google or YouTube and try to figure out how to do something for yourself. And if you're in a network marketing company, another big resource that you should try is your company website, your company back office, and your company customer service. Use those tools and use those resources before you go to your upline every time, or before you post it in your team group every time. Try to figure some answers out on your own. And once you've used a couple resources, then you can go ask for help if you need it. But the second part is to focus 5% on the problem and 95% on the solution. So, you know, if you think it's a problem with your company, like you don't think their marketing plan is right, or you don't think their images are right, or you don't like their website, like don't focus on that. Don't start emailing, you know, your company customer service and asking them to change the website. Because first of all, unless you have a huge team, they're not going to listen to you. They don't value your opinion because you haven't produced any results yet. So don't worry about those things. And second of all, 5% of that's the problem, but 95% is the solution. So if there is a problem with the company website, what do you do about it? So sure, maybe you tell your upline, but then you move on. And then you figure out a way around it. And then you, you know, help your customers or do it, you know, create a video explaining it or do whatever you need to do, but focus on the solution and not on the problem. So number two is be a problem solver. Number three is being consistent. If you're an influencer, you're consistent. You can't just show up for your team or show up on social media once a month and think people are going to listen to you. You have to show up every single day. And that's in your prospecting, your recruiting, your products, your team, and your social media, whichever one you pick, right? I don't think you need to be consistent in 10 different social media sites, but you should have one where you connect with your audience and generate leads and generate prospects and provide value and help people. And you need to be consistent. You need to do the things day in and day out. And that definitely goes along with being an influencer. Number four, to me, this is the most influence-ish quality. The most influencing thing that Eric talked about that I found really interesting was that influencers create action where action wouldn't have happened without them. So when I think of other people that are influencers, I think there was one girl in our team that when she showed up, she had so much energy. Okay, this is on Facebook. This is on social media. So it's not even in real life, but she had so much energy. She was so positive and so passionate and working. Like every day she was working, you could tell because she was getting results. She was ranking up. She had customers. She had prospects and recruits. And when she would come into the group, she generated energy and it made other people want to work. It made me want to work. So an influencer is somebody who creates action. So think about some ways you can do that. I think that goes along with consistency. If you're posting consistently on social media, good quality posts, people will come to expect you and they will do more interacting with you and you will generate action from that consistent action. But it's also your energy, your mood, your attitude, like showing up ready to work, ready to do it, and encouraging other people to come along with you, and mostly by setting an example. So that's a big one. That's one I hadn't really thought about that I can think more about as I go. And some of that, it's influence, but it's your presence. It's how you show up. It's the energy you bring to a room or to a group or to your social media. Like it's just that energy and that positive attitude. And then the fifth quality of an influencer is having a big vision. Like this is what you're doing. This is your company. This is where you're going. These are your goals. And you have this big vision of what you want and where you're going. And nothing's getting in your way and nothing's going to stop it. And that makes you more influential. So those were Eric's. Like I said, think about areas where you can improve. Frankly, I can improve in all of them, but I'm pretty independent and I'm a good problem solver. I will definitely focus more on the solution than the problem. I can always be more consistent. I've mentioned I definitely struggle in the consistency area. And then creating action where I go and having a bigger vision. I have a big vision. I need to be more consistent with thinking about my vision. So do you have a big vision? That would be another amazing podcast because vision is everything. Actually, if you have a big vision, it will pull you through the hard parts of your business. So think about yourself and then think about your team. These are the people you need on your team in order to build big. So when you have these are the people that you want to work with. And these are the people you want to encourage because they're going to make or break your team. A lot of the people that don't have these qualities or aren't working to get these qualities are probably not going to stay. And they're probably not going to create a lot of momentum and action and results in your business. And not that there's anything wrong with that. You're not going to kick those people to the curb. You just need to realize where the big impact in your business is going to come from. And it's going to come from these influencers. So hope that helps give you some food for thought today on this lovely Wednesday. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Mom Boss Marketing Podcast. Come on over to mombosshustle.com and join the conversation and interaction in the Facebook group.